Welcome to Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. and Charles Boyette with Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
What's up, Jacksonville? How are you guys today? I'm Joseph Talbert Jr. and I am here with Charles Boyette.
How are we doing, Jacksonville? Hope everybody's got their raincoats ready.
Right. Miss Tiffany is out of town handling some business, so prayers for her safe travels. And Melinda is not feeling well today, so it is just me and Charles.
It could all go sideways on us real quick.
We're going to have the best show ever. So we here at Praise 107.9 having a good time. Real fast, guys. Don't forget to go to our website. It's brought to you by HarvestGroupInstitute.com. We're a Bible-based training company, and our goal is to help you figure out what to do to have and enjoy life, to build your businesses with resources, anything necessary for you to have a fruitful and successful world. Give us a call at our office, 904-533-6154. Or go to the website, HarvestGroupInstitute.com. Our spotlight sponsors today, RackCityInspiration.com. We'll write with a writing coach. Get your book published today with Melinda Rackley. And also Chiropractic Injury Solutions, Southside and Westside locations, Dr. Natalie Blum, 904-300-3114. Or go to ChiropractorJax.com. We got Jeremy McDonald of McDonald Mortgage Team of Bayway Mortgage. His number is 904-423-3213. Purchase, refinance, or renovate. They are your one-stop mortgage shop. And don't forget about Nick Poe, First Command Financial. Contact him for your investment needs, for your retirement planning. Nick is a wealth management expert. Call him at 904-269-8772. And then Kids and Capes Incorporated. They are a nonprofit organization dedicated to keeping kids safe and from sexual abuse. Visit their website at kidsincapesinc.org for educational material and more information. And also, guys, we're just going to have fun today, you know?
That's the game plan.
That's the game plan. And one of the things I wanted to chat about, we had such a great show last week. And one of the things I wanted to chat about is just, you know, looking at overcoming. You know, when you got a business, you got to have an overcoming mindset. It's not for the faint of heart. You know what I'm saying? And when you also are working with your finances, man, things happen. You know,
right.
You make moves and they don't work out. You invest and it doesn't pay off. And so you've got to have an overcoming spirit, an attitude of I can handle this, we'll figure it out, we'll adjust, and we'll keep going forward. And the idea came from a young lady, if she's listening today. Her name is, her name is Dariella, but she is an amazing comedian, new to comedy. I think she's only been in it a couple months.
Scooter.
Yeah. Look at that, Scooter. People know you. They know who you are. But yeah, Scooter, she hosted a show yesterday for the first time. And she killed it. She did a great job. She's humble. And I was just thinking about the fact that she gets out of her comfort zone. She's not afraid to listen. She's not afraid to grow. And I'll tell you, I'm going to give you a shout out today. And I think we're going to build the conversation around this idea of just getting out of your comfort zone, being an overcomer, and figuring out what you need to do to create the life that you want. You know, she has a job. She has a regular job. But she's doing comedy. When I met her, she had only done 3 shows. And so we started letting her do as much as she wanted to do with us. And she's an amazing writer. She's getting better and better and better. But I'm watching her put the time in. Like what you talk about.
Right.
She's always got her notebook. She's always writing. And she's studying her craft. And she's listening. You know what I'm saying?
I thought she was – I had an opportunity to sit next to her at the stroke overcomer event that we did. And she didn't come in prepared, and what I mean by that, and I was very impressed by her, she had a notepad,
right?
And she was looking at the crowd. She wrote her jokes on the spot to kind of connect to the room. I mean,
I saw that.
It was impressive.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, this young lady is going to be successful at this,
right?
And she's just, and I won't say she's not scared, but she doesn't let fear stop her,
right?
You know, every time I get on stage, I'm nervous every single time, but I don't let fear stop me. I deal with a lot of stuff, and I'm looking it in the face, and it's daunting. It's heartbreaking sometimes. It's nerve-wracking. And you look at it and say, man, and you say to yourself, I can do this anyways. You know, and you keep it moving. And so, you know, what I want you guys to do, oh, we forgot to give you the number, 904-831-1079. That's the number to here to the station, 904-831-1079. What I'd like for you guys to do today is, as we're chatting, give us a call and let us know about those times where you've had to persevere and overcome. You did something, you tried something, it didn't quite go like you thought it was going to go, but you hung in there anyways. And we want to hear your story. We want to hear a little bit about it. So again, 904-831-1079. And anybody that may be listening on Facebook, 904-831-1079. You can call us even if you're not in the area. So, but anyways, yeah, so this was just inspired by her. And I wanted her to know that I'm extremely proud of the work that she's doing and the fact that she's fighting her tail off to make her dreams come true. You know, and that's what you got to do. And, we're launching out, I bought the staffing company.
Right.
I don't know anything about staffing particularly. one of my mentors, she owns a staffing company, and I learned a lot watching her and chatting with her over the years. And we went down to one of the hotels that we staff for, and, 1099s and insurances and all that kind of stuff. And I'm talking to this guy, and I'm looking around like, and it's, every now and then it just hits you. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, you ever been in that situation before?
Well, based on the conversation and the opportunity that will remain undisclosed at
right,
the moment,
right.
That's the exact situation I'm in right now. I don't know anything about that business,
right.
But part of your due diligence, part of my due diligence is making sure that I got a team around me that knows the individual pieces. Because I'm confident in my skill set to run business. The nuances of the particular pieces, you can't know everything.
You can't know everything.
You got to surround yourself with the right people.
Absolutely. And so just being in that room, I was like, man, I don't know what I'm doing. But I do know how to talk. I do know how to chat and ask questions. One of the guys that I met, a young man, his name is Andrew. I'll give him a quick shout out. And Andrew was like, man, I want to be your right-hand man, you know. And everybody says stuff like that. And so I said, okay, cool. I meant to meet with him. And I said, we chatted about, I said, well, these are my ideas of why you may be hitting some ceilings in your life. And he listened and he was like, I see what you're saying. I tell people this kind of stuff, but when it's you, you don't always see it.
Sure.
When it's you, you know. And so and I told him, I said, look, when you go out, he wants to do sales for the staffing company. He doesn't know the business either. I said, this is what you got to be mindful of. You go in knowing what you know, but you come out knowing what they know. And I said, so you go in and it's like, hey, I want to staff for you guys. And they say something like, okay, where's your W-9? And you're like, okay. So now I know I need a W-9. So you leave there, you go to the next place, say, hey, I want to staff for you guys. I got a W-9, you know. And they say, okay, cool. Well, where's your certificate of insurance? Say, oh, God, dog it, you know.
It's in the car.
Right. And then you leave there, but the next place you go to, say, hey, I want to staff for you guys. I got my W-9 and my, you know. And you learn the pieces step at a time, one step at a time. And I said, and by your 10th or 11th presentation, they've told you all the pieces that you need, and then you find the people to help you put that together, then you backtrack, and you know, so on and so forth. And he was like, wow. I said, yeah, dude, you know what you know, but you got to have the wherewithal, the fortitude to say, I'm not discouraged by what I don't know, but I'm going to be a sponge and learn everything I need to know so I can continue to grow.
Yeah, I mean, you always have to be ready to learn. I mean, a lot of people, when we start our businesses, we go in with the idea that we know our business. And if we go in with the mindset that we know everything, it's, you know, we miss out on a lot of learning opportunities.
I agree.
Yeah
you're not the, you know, we say it all the time, if you're the smartest guy in your circle, you're blowing it.
In the wrong circle.
You're in the wrong circle. You're expediting your failures, what I like to say. If you're the smartest guy, if you're the smartest, strongest, and fastest, what do you do when you run out of you? You know, when you run out of you. And again, you got to have this attitude that I'm an overcomer. I want to know. You know, I was talking to Melinda about, you know, wisdom, just the general concept of wisdom. There's a verse in the Bible that says, in the multitude of counsel, there's safety. You know, so surrounding yourself with the right people, with the right counsel, you're safe. You're there's no danger of hurting yourself or even hurting other people when you're surrounded by the right folks. But what I find is people, two problems. People don't know how to recognize wisdom. And when they hear it, they don't want to know it. You know, They don't want to hear it. It's also a verse that says when you correct a fool, they resent you for it. And I use that now. I remember, I said, okay, he's a fool. And I don't... And it's not to put people down particularly.
Right, I know what you mean.
But as soon as you talk to somebody, it's like, hey, you might not want to do that. It's like,
okay, super defensive.
An event is super defensive. And right away you realize, okay, this guy doesn't want to hear what I have to say. He doesn't recognize who I am. He doesn't recognize wisdom. I'm going to let him stay by himself. But then the second part of that verse in the Bible, it says this, don't waste your time on him. It says, but if you give wisdom to people who are already wise, they love you for it, and they will take what you say and produce much fruit. You know, and so that I said, shoot, you can't get no more plain than that. And when you look at life, and I see people that's like that, they don't want to hear nothing you got to say. But you watch your world. It's not fruitful. It continues to tumble to the ground. You know, I've been doing a lot of gratitude study lately, just being thankful, being gratitude. And if you don't have this idea of appreciation, appreciating somebody want to share with you and be insightful, I'm like, when you tell me, Joseph, don't do that, I'm not mad. I'm like, I'm thankful that Charles said, don't do that, because it could have caused me a whole lot of problems.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, you see that the people that have the same mindset, that they get defensive or they don't want to hear any information, they're never in a position to receive the information.
Right.
They are always the ones that are also they refuse to share information. They think,
yep,
they got that one nugget that's theirs. they created it. They invented it. They're the only one in the world that's ever used it,
right,
and they're not going to let go of it. But when
right.
you put yourself in the right circle, like you were saying a second ago, those people are always looking to absorb new ideas. So just because somebody that's doing it really at a high level might seem to have it all figured out, it's kind of what we were talking about last week.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a piece of information that could come out of any conversation.
Absolutely.
If properly applied, could
change
the
world.
Yeah.
I tell people, you are one new piece of knowledge away from changing your world. It'll never be the same again. You know what I'm saying? And somebody told me this years ago, like when you look at yourself and the success you're trying to create financially into your business, even family, marriage, and all that kind of stuff, he said, when you're trying to be a successful person, he said, it's what you don't know that's making it hard to go to the next level. Not all the stuff that you do know, whether it's right or wrong, it's what you don't know.
Sure.
And so you've got to be postured to say, all that I already know is why I'm producing what I'm producing. You know, everything that I have, everything that I can see in my life, from the wife and the kids and the money and the jobs and the businesses, I can only produce at any given time what's inside of me. And if I want something new to come out, then something new's got to be coming out of me.
Sure.
You see what I'm saying? And the only way for that new thing to come out is for something new to go in. Listen to a new piece of information. Listen to new wisdom. The one thing that, you know, if I never see you again, one thing that I always remember is you have to be reading these books. You've got to be putting it in, because you can't get it out if you're not putting it in.
You're 100% right. I had a buddy of mine call me last week, and it's like, man, I see you reading all these books. I hear you talking about it all the time. I'm finally ready. What's the one book I should read right now?
Right.
And that go-to is always Start With Why by Simon Sinek. It's a uh-huh. great general book. And he called me yesterday and said, man, I was halfway through this book, and I just was ready to just throw it out the window. Nothing was speaking to me. But I held on, and got about three-quarters through the book, and he said, I got a piece of information that has already changed the way I do business.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it's you never know where that piece of business or that piece of information is going to come from. But one book, one idea, one
Absolutely.
Concept. He called me yesterday and was just, man, I'm so pumped. He's like, what's the next book?
Right. You're one new thought away from changing your world. And real quick, guys, don't forget, this show was brought to you by Harvest Group Institute. We're a Bible-based training company. The number is 904-533-6154. Go to our website, harvestgroupinstitute.com. Give us a call at our office, or even call us here at in the radio station, 904-831-1079. What we are here to do is help you do whatever you want to do. We got a lot of resources, guys. Credit restoration, financial pieces, strategy, life coaching, business development. That's what we're here for. We even counsel parents and children, guys. We have counselors and coaches all that we work with. So that's what we're here to help you get accomplished. And again, don't forget our spotlight sponsors, Rack City Inspiration. Work with the writing coach to get your book published today. Miss Melinda Rackley is amazing. Go to rackcityinspiration.com And then also Chiropractic Injury Solutions. They have a south side and a west side location. Dr. Natalie Blum, 904-300-3114, or go to chiropractorjax.com. Don't forget about Jeremy McDonald of Mortgage of the McDonald Mortgage Team of Bayway Mortgage. His number is 904-442-3213. Purchase, refinance, or renovate. They are your one-stop mortgage shop. Don't forget about Nick Poe. Nick and his team at First Command Financial, they have been sponsoring our seminars for, I think, 6 years now. Oh. And then the radio show, they've been sponsoring for about a year now. So they have been good to us, and I know they'll be good to you. They are an investment firm, and they will work with you. I watched Nick. For one of his clients, he called up the student loan people and got her student loans down to like $25 a month, got it deferred so she would have free money to invest in life insurance and retirement stuff. So this is how much these guys care. Call them up at 904-269-8772. And don't forget about Kids in Capes. They're a nonprofit organization, and what they are here for is to help keep kids safe from sexual abuse. Visit their website at kidsincapesinc.org. for educational materials and more. If you want to be a blessing to an organization, you want to volunteer, you want to sow some money, they could use it. So go to kids, kidsincapesinc.org. So anyways, give us a call here, 904-831-1079. We want to hear a time when you have to overcome. When you said, like you said, the guy, he wanted to put the book down.
He did.
But he didn't. And because he didn't, he found the thing he was looking for. We want to hear your story of a time when you thought about giving up or thought about quitting, but you did not. And because you did not, you got what you were after. You got what you were looking for. So, again, give us a call at 904-831-1079.
My buddy Brad, though, he probably knew he had about two more days and I was going to call and check in on how the rest of that book went anyway. So he knew the pressure was on.
Right. And you got to have accountability.
That's right.
Accountability is really cool. I know a couple who was dealing with some personal things, and they had to go to counseling. And the guy says, "I want to go to a counselor that doesn't know us." And I was like, "Yeah, that sounds good." I said, "But this is the thing about a counselor that doesn't know you. They don't have any love for you, no personal respect for you, and you can still hide from who you really are and not be accountable to somebody you got to see all the time." Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I said, you want to find somebody, whether it's your pastor or a wise person in your life, but somebody who you're going to see who will ask you, who you can't lie to. They know you. You know, you can go to the new counselor and try to paint a facade.
Sure.
You know, and you're not going to see them on a regular basis. But if it's your pastor or somebody in your life, a neighbor who you really, really trusted, you know, or somebody that you know that's a counselor or a coach, I am a proponent for putting myself in situations where I have to be accountable in real time. And when I do, I perform better. I'm more humble. You know, right. I swallow crow a lot more often. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do.
And pride can't stay there because I know you, buddy. What are you trying to show me?
Right.
Just let's talk about what the problem is and let's get it fixed, and I'm going to call you tomorrow and check on it. You know what I'm saying? So, well, you cannot be afraid of accountability. Again, if you're going to have some stamina and you want to be an overcomer, then you got to be able to look adversity in the face, and sometimes that adversity is coming from yourself.
Often it's coming from yourself. Often.
Most of the time, yeah. Right? And you can't be afraid to confront it and be held accountable to it. You know, and so I think that's really cool to know that somebody's going to check on me in a few days. I better get the job done.
Yeah. I mean, granted, it's just, in this case, in the grand scheme of things, it would have just been me ruffling his feathers a little bit about, you know, don't ask me for something if you're not going to follow through on it. You know, that old guilt trip. But
right. but a real man don't want to even hear that.
No, you don't. You don't. At least you're going to read the Cliff Notes.
Right. It's just cool to be able to say, I got people in my world that's going to make sure I execute well.
And actually, if you're listening, Miss Riley, who reached out to my Instagram page after the show last week. And she's got the book Last Safe Investment by Brian Franklin coming to her in the mail. And don't be surprised when I reach out to you looking for that feedback as well.
Absolutely. So make sure you read that book, Miss Riley. Don't waste time. That's really good stuff, y'all. So again, don't forget, guys, give us a call here, 831-1079. We want to hear your stories. We want to hear what you have come through, going through, and come over. We want to know about it. The times that you hung in there, even though you thought about quitting, even though people said you should quit, even though people was getting on your nerves, or whatever the case was, you said no, and you made it, and you're grateful that you made it. You're grateful that you hung in there. Again, that's 831-1079. 904-831-1079. Were you just going to say something?
Oh, no.
And if you do call, we'll put you in the drawing to win one of my books called Quick Guide to Discovering the Best You. So if you do call in and tell us a story, we'll put you in a drawing, and we'll let you know who won next week, the first Saturday in September. So anyways, Charles, what's something that you've overcome?
Oh my goodness!
A lot of stuff,
but without diving into the big old crazy stories, the things I've overcome the most would be kind of what you touched on a second ago. Would be a little bit of self. I don't even want to say doubt, because I'm very yeah, confident in my abilities, but I find myself taking on so many new ventures and opportunities that occasionally I gotta check myself and did I bite off more than I can chew? Mm-hmm. Sometimes the answer's been yes. I mean,
and
100% honest. I don't want to sit here and say everything's a home run, but self. Self audit. I got that term from Gary Vaynerchuk.
Okay,
and he basically talks about the concept of always knowing truly who you are and what you're capable of before you dive into a situation. And so through the years, got to overcome. Do I know enough to get involved in this? Do I have the right people on my team? That's the greatest source. I mean, there's obviously been some situations in my life that have been very impactful. The one I was speaking on, but an accident I was in a long time ago that had just a crazy that obviously was a very extreme version of overcoming. But I think the biggest thing that we all have to overcome on a day-to-day basis is confidence in ourselves, confidence in our ability, and don't ever allow yourself to be in a situation of self-doubt, because when you start down that path, it's hard to regain confidence.
To come back from, man. Yeah, you're not lying, dude. And people sometimes look at me. I'm pretty jovial and happy and positive, and it's like I say, no, dude. I have to overcome insecurity constantly. You're always faced with somebody that looks at you and don't think you can do it. You're always faced with the thoughts in your own mind that sometimes say, "What are you doing?" Or just the fatigue of dealing with life, and it's like, I'm tired of this, man. I just want to quit. Many times I say, I'm just gonna go get a job at McDonald's. Oof. I know how to parlay $9 an hour into a little bit of something where I can just chill. I get the bills paid. I don't got to have a big old, and then my mind says, no. What's gonna happen is the guy next to you is gonna tell you about his issues. You're gonna help him out. You're gonna say, let's meet up, and all of a sudden the world is gonna grow again the way it started the first time, But I have to overcome that stuff on a daily basis. And what I tell people is this: I'm very, very protective of my mind and my heart. It's a verse in the Bible that says, guard your heart, because out of your heart comes the issues of life. And if that's true, then I got to make sure that nothing's going in there that's going to create the wrong things coming out of me. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I don't just let a whole bunch of foolishness go in. I don't let people use me for a venting garbage can. I don't let people use me for gossip. I don't let people use me for drama. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know about it, because mental energy is real, guys. The mental energy, something as simple as everywhere I go, I leave an hour early, no matter where I'm going. I could be going 20 minutes away according to the GPS, which is a lie sometimes.
Right.
I still leave an hour early. Do you know why? Because I don't need to be on the way there worried about if I'm going to be on time.
Well, I'm always early.
That's always early. But what I'm doing is I'm spending energy in my mind and in my emotions. I'm driving. Oh, my God. Come on, y'all. Move out the way. God, dog. What is it? And I'm wasting energy when I could be driving peacefully, thinking about something in a productive way. Mental energy is real. I don't expend a lot of mental energy on garbage. And so you've got to be able to protect your heart and your mind, because if you don't, negativity is it's around the corner. It's waiting for you, buddy. Your mind will tell you whatever lie that you'll believe.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be in the right headspace for everything. I mean, kind of back to what you were just saying about driving and all that stuff. I personally hate – I rarely go somewhere that there's not purpose at the other end of that trip.
Absolutely.
There's some sort of connection. There's some sort of business. Or, you know, there's fun and all. But usually my day-to-day, there's something on the other side of that.
Right.
And something that I probably need to be in a good mental space to be. I'm trying to accomplish something. I'm trying
Absolutely.
To help something.
Absolutely.
And if I'm stressed out about missing an appointment or being late for an appointment, it just
right.
puts you in the wrong mindset.
The wrong
your
attitude,
nerves are on
that,
alert.
Man.
It's
yeah.
no good. I'd rather get there 10, 15 minutes early and freshen up on what I was going to say.
And be at peace.
Right.
Your disposition is everything, man. And so, you talking about knowing yourself? I know myself. I tell people all the time, I don't have time for negativity because I cannot afford to go back to a time in my life when I was so insecure.
Sure.
And if you're not careful, you'll find yourself back in those spaces based on the people you hang around, based on what you let go into you, you know. And so if you don't keep your life, and what I say, keep your life simple. Getting there 20 minutes early creates this simplicity for how well that meeting's going to go.
Right.
You know, leaving your house early enough with built-in miscellaneous time keeps your life simple enough to have a clear thought and a clear heart and mind.
But Joseph, that means sometimes we might have to wake up early.
Absolutely. Yes. Unfortunately,
you're not going to get to hit the snooze button 12 times.
People get mad at me because I reference the Bible a lot, but it's where I get some of my wisdom. It's a verse in the Bible that says, if you love sleep, you love poverty.
Ooh.
And I was like, man, that is amazing. Because I know a whole bunch of you love sleep. So if you love sleep, you love poverty. And so when it's time to get up, I get up. I practice jumping up. Because I remember Donald Trump, and I know you might hate to hear the word Donald Trump, but before he was the president, I heard him say, I do more before noon than most men do all day. And I heard that about 10, 15 years ago. And that changed my world. You know, and so I get up early. I'm up at like, the other day I was up at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, I can't sleep. And again, this is something right here, going with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of laying in the bed, frustrated and mad because I can't fall asleep, I'm creating these anxieties in
right.
myself because I'm like, oh my God, I got to go to sleep. Well, you're never going to go to sleep with that attitude.
Right.
And so I just get up. I go with the flow. I can't sleep. So get up, go clean something, go grab
a book. That'll put you out.
Book, you know what I'm saying? And then you find yourself falling asleep. But to just lay there with your mind spinning, you're frustrated because you're...
The worst way to go to sleep is worry about how you go to sleep.
I know. And then watching the clock, I got to get up in 4 hours. Oh, my God. No, go with the flow. Create some
right.
peace. Make it easy for yourself, you know. And again, this whole idea of keeping yourself in a way where you're confident, you're courageous, you're at peace, you're able to execute well. And again, it's keeping your life simple enough. To overcoming is easy if you keep a simple life. You know what I'm saying? And when I say simple, I don't mean that everything is easy peasy. You know, but simple means like put some processes in place. Make it, you know, I had a mentor of mine, and we got to get out of here. He said, Joseph, let me show you what simple is. And he said, you got to keep your life simple, son, if you want to be successful. And he said, let me show you. He poured a glass of water. He put it on the table. We sat on the couch. He said, now watch carefully. He picked it up. He put it to his mouth. He drank it. He set it back down. He said, that was simple. He said, simple is when you can control the world around you. Don't let your life get out of hand. And, you know, mama said stuff like that when you were little, but you didn't really get it.
Sure.
Don't let it get out of hand, son. Those friends you got, it's about to get out of hand. The way y'all play fighting is about to get out of hand. Do you see what I'm saying? You know, you all hot and steamy with that little girl, it's about to get out of hand.
Sure.
Meaning you're going to lose control. And when you lose control, chaos ensues. And now look at what you're doing. Overcoming those issues get really, really challenging.
Overcoming self-inflicted issues are the hardest,
yes.
man.
Yes, indeed, indeed. So real quick, guys, don't forget HarvestGroupInstitute.com. Don't forget about Rack City Inspiration. Write your book. Don't forget about Chiropractic Injury Solutions, ChiropracticJax.com. Don't forget about Jeremy McDonald, 904-423-3213. Nick Poe at 904-269-8772. Kids in Capes, KidsInCapesInc.org.
Quick shout to Jeremy McDonald. Guys, if you're in the business or looking for a mortgage, hit him up and his team. He helped one of my customers here recently.
Sweet.
Who had been told they had a ceiling of a certain dollar amount, and through some creative reviews of the tax returns and all that, got them like another $40,000 in purchase price. So he and his team truly work for the customer. So if you're in the market, please do check him out.
That's what's up. And his number again is 904-423-3213. And God, we appreciate y'all. Be safe this week. Don't have a fit about the storm, but be safe. Use wisdom. Don't live in fear. Don't be all worried and getting on people's nerves and getting on your kids and your wife's nerves. Just be prepared. You know what I'm saying? And have fun together this weekend, y'all. And again, go to our website, harvestgroupinstitute.com. And don't forget to hit us up, 904-533-6154. Oh, yeah, and September 14th is my birthday. So September 13th, we are launching a new location for our comedy club. And we are having a launch party and a birthday party. It's going to be off the chain. So in the next few weeks, we're going to talk more about that. But again, go to our website. We'll have information on it. Go to our Facebook page, Harvest Group Institute. So we appreciate y'all's time and attention. And like always, we love you. Drive fast and take chances.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. and Charles Boyette. Here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Join us for Financing Your Future every Saturday morning at 10. Keep it with us on Praise 107.9.